First thing I do want to talk about is animal cruelty. And are we taking it seriously enough? Now, I don't know whether you've all seen this video going around of the kitten, but the Gardaí have launched an investigation after an emergence of this video that's gone around social media of a young man putting a kitten into a frying pan and then kicking it around the kitchen. He appears to put it in the frying pan anyway. Now, most of you have seen the video, as we've been sent it by so many people. We've seen the video. It's quite disturbing to watch. It's quite disturbing to watch this young man abuse this kitten. He kicks it from one end of the kitchen to the other. He picks it up at one stage and throws it over towards the cooker, back onto the frying pan again. The animal is clearly in great distress. And a separate young man appeared to record the incident before posting it on Snapchat. The two men are having a great laugh in the video and how funny this happens to be, which is, by the way, a little bit of a marker and very concerning when young boys, or girls for that matter, find it funny and find some sort of entertainment in being cruel to what is essentially a sentient being. Now, My Lovely Horse Rescue posted the video before taking it down. They wrote on Facebook that the kitten's owners contacted the group to say they didn't know that actually this was happening to the pet kitten while they slept. And the MLHR, or My Lovely Horse Rescue, said that the kitten had been taken to a vet and was getting an x-ray and being monitored over the next 24 hours. The kitten has now been returned to the family, who were absolutely horrified by what had happened. Now, a Garda spokesperson said that they are investigating the matter and have spoken to the two men in question. He said Gardaí in Kilrush are investigating an incident of offences against animals. Two males have been questioned in relation to the incident, which occurred in the early hours of the 13th of August 2018. The incident occurred at Curraclare in County Clare, and I'm going to speak to Martina in a few minutes from My Lovely Horse Rescue, which is the group who rescued this particular kitten that you've all seen the video of. And I want to talk about animal cruelty in this country and whether you believe we take it seriously enough. Ireland does, I suppose, we need probably new cruelty laws. Our cruelty laws are a little bit outdated. Probably Pete Weatherburn, known as Pete the Vet, said we just need to enforce the laws that we have already. And we do have laws there. I think Simon Coveney originally brought in these laws. And his comments, of course, coincide with this viral video showing the man putting the kitten into the frying pan. He said, people don't need to start shouting for new laws against animal cruelty in Ireland. We have a law. The next bit is enforcement. And that's where the challenge is, because the Gardaí are plenty busy doing all sorts of other stuff. And if someone comes to them complaining about cruelty to a kitten, it's not like it's top of their list. But do you think animal cruelty should be top of the list, should be taken seriously, and should be taken, I suppose, as seriously as cruelty against children, for example? Now, the Animal Health and Welfare Act 2013 includes provision for increased powers for authorised officers to investigate complaints of animal cruelty and stricter penalties and conviction. In the 2014, new penalties for convictions for animal cruelty were introduced to include powers granted to a judge to ban a person from owning an animal for a maximum of 5 years and a maximum of 5 years prison sentence. However, convictions are few and far between in this country, and it just doesn't really happen. If a person was to kick a child around the kitchen and video it, you can be absolutely sure the Gardaí would remove the child from the situation and the person responsible would go to jail. Why is that not the case for animals? And the argument is that some people will say, it's just an animal now, it's just a dog, it's just a kitten. There are people out there who don't have that compassion. Let me know what you think at 53544. I want to get your thoughts. Have you seen this video? What should happen in these situations? Do you think we take animal cruelty seriously enough in this country? Yes, you believe there's nothing more really we can do about it. They're not children after all. Or no, we don't take it seriously enough. Let me know. Do we take animal cruelty seriously in this country? Let me know what you think at 53544. That's 53544. I'm sure you've seen the video. Martina.
Hi, Niall.
How you doing? Martina, I did watch the video. I actually watched it about 4 or 5 days ago when it kind of came out first. And jeepers, it's disturbing to watch how two people can get entertainment out of something like that. You know, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm a kind of dog lover. I like cats as well. But jeepers, I could never harm an animal or do that. Or
that's the main thing. Once you can never harm an animal, that's all you have to say. Yeah. Mm.
I mean, what is the situation? In this particular story, the animal has been returned back to the family again.
Yes, the animal, a lot of people are saying, why, you know, that wasn't taken very lightly. If people have a problem with it, I think their best person to talk to or people to talk to would be Kilrush Garda Station in Clare. And the one family member had said, you know, yeah, we want to surrender Colin to My Lovely Horse Rescue. Mm-hmm. Actually said it to me on the phone. I was like, fine, great, we got it to the vet anyway. And they were very happy for us to do that and help them. They were distraught. Parents were away. There was two girls. One was still in the house, but she was asleep. and those two boys were downstairs. They were supposed to be sleeping on the couch. Now, that's the story. And then we did speak to the mother and we did speak to the father, one of the volunteers who helps Malibu Horse Rescue and does her own bits and pieces down in Clare with other rescues. She spoke and met the father along with the vet. So
and did,
that,
okay,
you know?
did the Gardaí, I mean, this is the story obviously that was given, did the Gardaí, because they obviously questioned the two boys who we won't identify, although I know they've been identified on social media, did the Gardaí verify that story? I mean, obviously the story they would have given would have to obviously correlate with that. So the story
and
is
the
verifiable. Gardaí, okay.
Yeah, and the Gardaí, they did insist with us that the cat should be returned. We did hold back until we said, no, not unless we talk with the family and we make sure that Colin is placed in the best possible home. So look, they pleaded her case. They were very upset. There were a lot of tears. And, you know, things can happen in a home, especially when there's teenage left and they bring people home and whatever.
There's
and
visitors
the
to the house,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parents weren't there. The mother and father were so upset. So look, I'm not trying to stick up for people or whatever, but when you have somebody face-to-face or on the phone to you and they're crying and they, you know, they're telling you, look, we really, like, they need to heal. That's basically one of the things the father even said. We need to heal.
Yeah.
They are in absolute bits about this whole thing. The daughters are 18 and 20 and basically they're grounded for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are really homing in on the whole fact of, oh my God, put Colin back into his rescue, and also they're signing some petition or something. I'm just asking the public, please, please put that aside and let's all start getting this petition and all the other phone calls.
Okay, so it shouldn't be just about this story. The point is, you're making it. I mean, this
guys out.
Yeah, so these, I mean, Martina, we've talked to you many times. You see these stories every single day. This is just another story.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean by that. I don't mean that to minimise the cruelty to the animal. But I mean, but you know what I mean. It is just.
Well, let's make an example of these two guys. Let's not let them get away with it, because that's what's going to happen now. Everybody is focusing on where Colin's gone. We've made sure Colin has gone to the right place.
Yeah.
You know, at first we felt okay, surrender him, and mainly because the family are going to get a lot of flack from this, and also because we wanted to make sure Colin was perfect. That we have it through the vet, the police, the family, and we're getting updates all the time. I've another photograph in, you know.
So from Colin's point of view, he's going to be the most overprotected kitten probably for the rest of his life. This is not going to happen again. Yeah,
exactly. So let's focus on making an example.
And was he okay, by the way? Was he okay?
Because
he was flung around that kitchen so badly.
Because he was so young and so small, it saved him, really. But I mean, anything else could have happened if it had gone further, you know.
Yeah.
And thank God the cooker wasn't on, and the dad had told me that actually he had disconnected that.
Right, okay.
So, you know, there's lots of bits to this story, and there's lots of bits that the family just want to remain, you know, unknown or whatever.
Obviously.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
But I think that everybody needs to keep this very fresh in their mind as far as the cruelty case that this is, and let's not let this keep happening. It's happening every day in this country. So this is on social media. Now let's get the two culprits, and let's not let the police wipe it under the carpet or let them, you know, kind of let it slide, which things do. It's a small town. People know people, and we don't want that to happen. So we will insist that people stop on the Colin thing and really make sure that those two culprits get justice, you know.
Okay, well, getting back to animal cruelty and the actual laws around animal cruelty. So basically, the laws, as Pete Weatherburn said, the laws are there.
Yeah.
So who's not acting on it?
I've said that before with the horses and everything. Legislation is there. There's a really great legislation, but it's.
And remind me again, Simon Coveney brought in that legislation. Did he at the time?
Yeah.
Okay. So the laws are there. So who's not acting?
A couple of bylaws need to be added, and we're trying to do that right now with councillors and TDs, and that's fine. But there are actual laws there. It's just a lot of the time the police don't understand a lot of the laws. They don't understand their authority when it comes to animals, or we don't have enough police, things like that.
Well, it's not priority, is it? It's not considered priority.
No, to some guards it is, and I have to say we work with some amazing guards. Now I was a bit missed by the guys in Kilrush at first, because, you know, they weren't taking it so seriously, but now they are taking it very seriously, and through people power they will continue taking this very seriously, you know. And one of those boys, or young men really, has other animal cruelty things before this, like 2 weeks previous.
Well, that's concerning now, isn't it?
People have got in touch. Yeah, it's very concerning. That's why we can't let them get away with it. We need to focus.
I mean, people, have you ever spoken to... I mean, Martina, have you ever spoken to somebody who's been convicted of an animal cruelty?
Yes.
Well, I mean, what goes through their head? What have they said to you? I mean, what excuse do they give for thinking that, you know, it's all right to do this to an animal?
They just don't have empathy. I've spoken to people that literally will look you in the face and just go, you know,
it's only a dog.
I was off my head, or I didn't mean it. But you can see it in their face that they will do it again. And the next person is an actual, or next thing is a human. Because that's where it starts. We all know that.
So they're sociopathic.
That's where it starts. Yeah, of course.
It is sociopathic behaviour.
And maybe they'll never change, you know. And that's why making a laugh of something like that, it's even worse than actually somebody that they're so sick in the head they go out and do something like that. But those guys laughed their heads off, you know.
There was another video that went around there 2 weeks ago. No, I think it was Ireland as well, where the guy threw the cat into the river.
Into the Liffey.
Yeah. Was he caught?
Once again, no, he wasn't caught. No. And
clearly identifiable on the video.
A taxi man that jumped out. Yeah, exactly. And a taxi man jumped out to sort that. But again, you need, like, I mean, we hadn't seen that in time, whatever. We are really good at jumping in social media, making sure we immediately contact guards and stuff like that. You have to, and people, instead of just sitting on a keyboard going, oh my God, this is disgraceful, they need to get in touch with local TDs. They need to get in touch with their council. They need to get in touch with their Garda station. And if they are fobbed off, they need to get in touch again. And that's it. People power is quite amazing. Look at the water thing. You know, people power.
So keep putting the pressure on until something's done. Okay, so if the guards are investigating, so the guards are questioning, say, in this particular case, two young men, but in other cases as well. But then we have a case that goes to court, for example, like the case come back a couple of years ago where a guy used a dog as a lasso in the middle of the Phoenix Park, then stood in his head and killed it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so he goes to court and basically is just told, you shouldn't do that. Here's a little bit of a fine for you. Off you go now. I mean, so nothing really happens to them. Is that part of the problem? The judge then is part of the problem, aren't they?
Yeah, well, the judge. Well, we had a great judge just a while ago with Sean the Carriage Horse, who was seized in Temple Bar just outside Lower St. John Gogarty. Emaciated, absolutely ready to drop, shouldn't have been there in the first place. But and the guy in question was up for drug abuse and stealing, but she put all that aside and literally focused on this one thing, which was
animal cruelty
to this horse. And it was amazing. And then she said, you know, thank you to my lovely horse rescue for all being at court. We were there, a load of us, making sure that he knew we meant this. We were so serious. And she banned him for 3 years from never going near an animal. And if seen near an animal, then she was back up in front of her and probably jail. So at least something is happening.
Is that really justice? But just being banned from owning an animal for 3 years, yeah, for life. If you're not capable of treating an animal with respect, I'm not having to go with the judge. By the way, I know you're happy enough with that decision, but I'm just saying, you know, I mean, realistically, why can't we take it seriously? Like, if you hit a child,
you
go to jail.
But sure, look at the amount of people that have got away with child abuse as well. This is it. It's baby steps for this country, and it seems to happen very, very slowly. And again, it's people power. Everybody has to stand up and make a stance and go, right, that's it, we've had enough. Because it's up to us to change the law as well, you know, or to make sure it's enforced. Our law is there. Just let's all make sure it's enforced. And that's how, when your TD is knocking on the door, that's what you say. And what are you going to do for child abuse, animal abuse, old people? They're the three sectors that are picked on all the time. Old people, children, and animals, you know, because they're defenceless.
Well, they are defenceless. Sorry, just stay there for a second, because Cathy, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Cathy?
Hi, how are you? How are you getting on?
Hey, Cathy. Oh, sorry, just before I speak to you, Cathy. Listen, Martina, I do apologise. Thank you very much for coming out of the air once again,
you,
and I really appreciate
you.
It, all right?
Thank
and the
you.
Great, and the great work that you do. There you go, that's Martina for My Lovely Horse. Sorry, Cathy.
Hi. Yeah, I'm glad you got in contact, because I am absolutely raging and appalled by yet again another horrific animal abuse video story. It just seems like it's ongoing all the time. And I completely agree with what has been said about the people. We need to use our voice. We have to start speaking up and using our voice for those who don't, because it is ongoing. And I know that we say that the laws are there, but it's a farce. It is a complete and utter joke. Nothing ever happens to these people. Nothing is going to happen to those two young fellas. One who is apparently in training to be
okay,
a
you
teacher.
Can't. Okay, you can't identify the people. Okay.
Oh no,
I'm well aware they've been identified all over social media, and I understand that. But obviously, yeah, from absolutely. A legal point of view, we can't identify them. 100%. So don't even hint to who they might be if you can.
Of course.
But okay,
yeah.
But they're two young men who have a future. Needless to say, well, allegedly. Absolutely.
Yeah, allegedly have a future. I mean, who, honest to God, would want their children, I mean, as in friends of theirs, who would want their children around that? Who would want to hang out with what clearly is the complete and utter dregs of society, that is how they get their sick kicks of going for the most defenseless beings out there in society and the most vulnerable? It's an absolute disgrace. They are disgusting, and I am so glad that their names and faces are being spread all up and down this country, because it is not good enough. It is 100% not good enough. They're filth. They are the scum of the earth, and anyone who has any shows any bad bones towards animals and takes out this senseless cruelty towards them, they're sick.
And what should happen? Okay, let's be realistic as well. Okay, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you said, by the way, but let's be realistic as well. So we have animal cruelty legislation there. We clearly see it's not being taken very seriously, and you know there's other priorities on the list for the Garda Síochána as well. And I can understand that too. All right,
yeah.
But in saying that, do you treat a case, say, if a judge hears a case of animal cruelty where somebody, I don't know, has thrown a cat into a river, or you know, or set a dog on fire, or set a horse on fire, or whatever it happens, because we've seen all these cases recently.
Course,
should
a
judge turn around and think to himself, this is no different to doing this to another human being?
Oh, but absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. I would absolutely treat it as the same. Just because they are a different species and that we speak a different language to them does not mean that it is any different. They are souls just like us. They feel pain. They feel scared. Like, if you're going to torture a being, whether it's human or an animal, they're going to feel it the same. You're inflicting the same pain and horrificness upon a being. It should be treated the same, hands down. And I'm sick of the police and people not taking it as seriously, or the judges. I know that the laws have to be enforced more, but we need the backing of the police. We need the backing of the laws. And we as a people, we need to stand up and use our voices. Everyone. I'm sick of people just talking about it, like, isn't that terrible? And not using their voices. We need to stand up together and say, we're not taking this anymore. Because I know what you're saying, that the guards, they have other priorities and all of that. But this has been going on for years and years, and it's dragging our country down. It's completely dragging us down. At the end of the day, we're letting horrific, shocking, abhorrent abuse towards other beings go on in our country, are the vulnerable, the most vulnerable, and nothing is being done about it. Nothing.
And I understand for a lot of people it's a marker, you know. I mean, if somebody's willing to do that to a cat or a dog or a horse,
absolutely.
God only knows what they will later do in later life to an animal. I mean, we have seen in some of the most famous cases in the world of, say, serial killers, for example. Yeah. Psychologists will tell you that these people who are sociopathic will do this to animals with no empathy, and then follow on by doing it later in life to human beings.
Exactly, they do. In so many cases, they do go on. And that's why it's so, so important for us to start nipping it in the bud, Jesus, where's the compassion? Have these people been brought up with no love and no compassion, but as well with this pure evil?
Somebody just mentions, I would allow my child to be looked after in that house in Coraclare, and not to mention the kitten. Such a lovely family, and I'm so distraught for the family. The culprits need to be prosecuted. Such a horrible thing to do while in somebody else's house. Now, to clarify again, as Martina rightly pointed out, the cat has been returned to its owners. And a lot of you are up in arms signing petitions and all sorts of carry on to stop that from happening. The owners didn't do this. They weren't aware of it at the time. There were people who were invited into the house during a party. you know, teenage party, obviously, while the parents weren't there and didn't witness it. The parents are distraught. The children themselves in the house are distraught, and they've been grounded, obviously, because they allow their friends to do this. Well, not that they saw them doing it, but they allow these people in to do this. But the two people in question who have been responsible, the guy who videoed it and the guy who picked the kitten up and threw it around the kitchen and put it on the frying pan and all sorts of carry on, they are being questioned by An Garda Síochána, all right? So this has nothing to do with the family. So please, don't take this out on the family. It's not their fault. They have their kitten back again. And I think that kitten will be treated literally with kid gloves for the rest of its life. So I think we all understand that, Cathy, that part of the story, because a lot of people are online at the moment signing petitions to have the cat removed from them. I don't think that should be the situation in this particular case.
Yes, yeah. I became aware of the full story to do with the family as well. I think it was late last night or this morning. I feel for them, but I also, like, the kitten, it's gone through, like, such traumatic stuff that part of me just feels that it, like, not part of me feels, we know it's going to have PTSD. That's a real thing for humans. It's a real thing for animals as well, especially for all it went through. So I would have been very hesitant to have given it back over, considering you're putting it back into that environment.
Oh, no, and I agree with you. I do agree animals can get post-traumatic stress disorder, because I tell you why, and why I agree with that. And I would have never agreed with something. And some people are listening thinking, no, don't be so outrageously silly.
But I bought
my dog, who I currently have at the moment, Millie, now she's 10 years of age. But I stupidly bought her online, right?
Okay,
I bought her online. I thought I was doing the right thing at the time. We wanted to buy a dog. And I rang up this guy and he says, oh, yeah, no problem. I'll meet you in such and such a place. So I met him. When he opened the back of the van, he had five of them in the back of the van, right? So I immediately thought, okay, it's obviously coming from a puppy farm. I'd already agreed to buy the dog. And I just felt so sorry for this little dog with his little eyes looking at me, and I bought it. But for months and months and months, for almost probably a year, the dog was terrified. Absolutely. Yeah. And it was only a pup. It was only 2 or 3 months old, but it was terrified of human beings. You put your hand near it, it would cower into a corner. Now, after about a year, she was grand and she's fine now, right? But I understand that dogs, you know, things, events that happen, or cats, events that happen in their lives can actually change their lives completely. They're just like human beings.
But this is it, 100%. It's like I said earlier, just because we're different species and we speak a different language does not mean that they feel the exact, like, not the exact same, but the same as us. You can instill fear into these creatures. They feel pain, they feel fear, they feel happiness when they see you. Do you know, they're living beings, and the fact that people actually get off on torturing them, straight up torturing, and one of those lads in particular, like it was said earlier, who is the lad in training for, like, to be a teacher as well, he's the same lad who has put up previous posts about burning cats. Who has, like, and people around...
Well, we do believe, well, Martina said he had a previous offence for being cruelty to animals.
He absolutely does. Yeah. And I've spoken to people down from the area that they're from, and he is known. He is known for going after animals, and especially cats. I've had stories told back to me even this morning. I tell you one thing.
Well, that is a concern, and something that should be taken up. Obviously, the Garda Síochána, I hope they're aware of that.
100%. And it comes back to, again, the people down there need to use their voice. Even the family, they need to prosecute these two. They cannot let them get away with it. Their neighbours shouldn't.
And by the way, can I clarify too? I know people are circulating their names on social media at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm not advocating violence towards people. You know, I mean, let the law deal with these situations. And if people need to be psychoanalyzed, well and good. But do me a favour, stay there for a second. Because Lorraine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Lorraine?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I think everybody has seen this video, and it's horrific to watch. Absolutely horrific.
It's just so, it's just so horrific to watch. I'm speaking a bit funny now, Lyle, because I had Moose Canal done this morning.
God bless you.
You'll be suffering for a while.
But how's your root canal? Is it all right now?
It's flying it now. It's grass.
God, there's nothing worse. Even the mention of the word root canal sends shivers through my spine.
Yeah, root canal, and what's going to fix it? Going on the radio speaking, fair play to you. Like,
well, I couldn't not come on the radio. Like,
absolutely.
This is so awful. And, like, what I'm worried about is, what if this guy gets a little kitten again, you know? Like, I presume he won't ever.
He won't.
So
I don't think
he'll
get near it again, yeah.
You know, I don't think he will. But you see, the thing is, you were saying there, you know, and I let the law deal with it. But the problem is, the law isn't dealing with it. And this is why people get violent, and they kind of, you know, they get thick, and they kind of, they want to throw your man off, the two of them off the cliff some more, as far as I'm concerned.
And they've been
Well, no. Now, I, again, let's not advocate violence towards human beings, all right? Nor should we advocate violence towards animals, but also not towards human beings. Revenge is not sweet.
You are right, but I have to say, if it was my cat, them two would be swimming, I'll tell you, around the
corner
at the moment, you know.
Okay, but I mean, do we, Lorraine, I mean, we're obviously, you believe we're not taking the law seriously.
Absolutely. The laws are there. And it's so annoying. They're just not being kind of, they're just, people are sort of, they kind of hinge back from the law. They don't give them the full, like a lot of the laws, one of the laws there, they can be banned for like 5 years from owning any animal at all, like down to a goldfish, you know.
Yeah.
Which they shouldn't have. And like, still, they're not being enforced. That's the real problem.
Well, they can get a maximum. A judge can give a maximum 5-year prison sentence. By the way, that's in the legislation.
I don't know.
But nobody has gone to jail. Nobody's ever gone to jail for being cruel to an animal in this country.
No, and like, I mean, I see a guy there in America last week. He got 30 years for starving and fighting 9 dogs. Now, you know, they wouldn't get that here for rape in Ireland, you know what I mean?
Well, I did say there was a case there about 2 years ago where a girl went to jail for 5 years because she had met this guy. He had a beautiful Labrador, loved his dog, and because she believed he gave the Labrador more attention than her, she slowly poisoned the Labrador over a period of a couple of months.
God.
But it was found that she was putting something into his water or his food, I think it was bleach or whatever it was, I don't know what it was, and the Labrador died. And they proved that she had been doing this, and she admitted it in the end, and they gave her 5 years in jail.
Yeah, was that here?
That was in America.
Yeah, I see America's brilliant with the laws. Like, they just need to enforce them here, and we need to get kind of more people on board, I suppose. Like, you know, all the petitions, like, I mean, there's horses on fire, there's horses being ran up the road, left at the side, there's cats being burnt, dogs being tortured. Like, it kind of seems it's getting worse. I would think it's been bad all the time. I just think maybe it's highlighted more now. And half the population, I suppose, you know, are in favour of, like, punishing these people, but it's just not getting done. And, like, in fairness, the guards, you know, sometimes I think their hands, you know, they are tied. Some are brilliant. But it's the kind of judges we need to get to, because it's the judges, it's, they have kind of last say. So they're, like, they're not passing. They'll say, look, we'll leave it off this time. We'll give you a €250 fine, but the next time you will
the next
be
time, yeah, yeah.
But it never happens.
They probably just don't get caught the next time. Well, stay there for a second, because Anna as well, you're on Classic Hits. Anna, you believe that the laws are basically unenforceable.
Well, yeah, I was having a quick look at it there in earlier on. The original one was, I mean, I know it's a bit boring, but was in 1876, and they've just recently, I think in 2013, updated.
That's right, Simon Coveney did, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, the thing about it is, I think it should, well, this is just my opinion now, take it out of the hands of the judges and have separate magistrates just for dealing with this, and then it frees up the courts for what they should be doing. And then the magistrates, have them trained specially in this. It shouldn't take that much money. Have them trained. And then they're the ones that look after this. Absolutely enforce the law to the maximum. I mean, I know some people will suffer for this because it'll be new coming in.
Okay, see, the argument I'm going to have is, let me give you one example, ladies, right? There's a text in here and says, Niall, I absolutely agree with all the ladies. Animal cruelty is abhorrent, and anybody responsible should be certainly punished. But to suggest for 1 minute that to be cruel to an animal should be treated similarly to being cruel to a child is just the most bizarre suggestion I've ever heard in the media. So are you now suggesting that somebody should go to jail for being cruel to an animal?
Absolutely, I know this is controversial, but it is almost similar because, and I have 2 children myself, but this is what I would say to you is, both, I believe dogs are, I mean, our pets are sentient beings. We take them into our families and we treat them.
They're domesticated
about our pets.
Animals, yes.
Yes. Now, they have no voice. We are their voice. If you have a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, they have no voice. We are their voice. We 100%. Are responsible for their care. We are responsible for what happens to them. We choose their caregivers. We choose their schools. We go to the hospital with them. Now, I'm not saying that you're beloved 2-year-old or 3-year-old is the same as your dog, but I believe we have the same responsibility towards them. Now, it's different to equating a human life with a dog. It is different, but the responsibility we should feel that we have towards these creatures is the same. We are their voice. They don't have a voice. We're the ones that have to look after them. We recently had an experience here at home where our poor 14-year-old fella had a stroke. The dog. And, you know, it's no different. We have to look at him. How is he acting? Is he acting differently than he ever did before? Why is he like this? Take him to the vet. I mean, our responsibility to the creature is the same.
Okay, well, hang on. Do me a favour. Stay there, please, ladies, if you can. Anna, Lorraine, and also Kathy. I want to bring Billy in the conversation as well in a second. Let's go to Billy. Billy, I mean, I'm looking at some of the texts coming in at the moment in relation to this. It seems everybody has seen this video. I don't know whether you have or not. Have you seen a video?
No.
But, I mean, if you yourself witnessed a cat being killed, and that's something that you'll never forget.
Yeah. I said in the text, look, I'm 55 years of age, old. And this happened when I was 14, 14 years of age, and it's still, every so often, I still think of the little thing.
And what happened?
Basically, it was a Sunday morning. I remember as if it was last week. It was Sunday morning. It was about 4 or 5 of us playing a game of poker just up at the top of Mother's Road. And this little kitten arrived, and everyone was sort of going and going around. And then one of the lads, probably the same age as himself at the time, beckoned the kitten over, you know? So just without even batting an eyelid, he picked up a rock that was beside him and basically smashed the rock over the little kitten's head.
Oh, God.
And I'd say it took probably 2 minutes for the kitten to die. But in that 2 minutes, the noises and it was basically grasping its last breath before it actually died. Well, horrendous it was.
And what was the reaction around the table?
It wasn't actually in the table, it was just basically out on the road.
Oh, right, okay.
None of us, the whole lot of it, he laughed. He thought it was great, and the whole lot of us just went into pure shock. And we all just stood up and walked away, and none of us even said a thing. It was such,
And it's something that kind of plays on your mind and has played your mind. Now,
the upshot
of the story, karma is a bitch, as they say.
Yeah. I put on the text, was a few years later. I say he was 13 or 14, so he was probably 35 at the time. Probably 40, and he was shot dead.
He was shot dead?
Yeah. But he lived the life of the person that killed the cat, basically. He lived that life. He was hard to fuck up.
Right, so basically what you're saying is you could see from an early age this guy was going to end up in trouble.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is true what they say. When you see these people who are sociopathic when it comes to animals, well, clearly they have an issue when it comes to, you know, empathy with human beings. Yeah.
I mean, he came from a lovely family, his mother and father, you know.
Yeah.
Lovely and all, so it's not as if...
It was just something within him, in his personality.
Within him, yeah. And basically, you know, to ignore it. You know, for not to be following up on it, as you said, prison sentence, and I'm not too sure about that, but just to ignore it, you know, you can't do that either.
Well, do me a favour, just stay there, because I want to bring Gary in as well, because Gary, you don't necessarily agree with everybody today. You're saying you can't treat dogs and cats the same as humans.
Well, I don't know if that's taking up wrong, to be fair. I don't agree with animal cruelty, right? 100% don't agree with animal cruelty, but when I hear people... And I hear it when I hear people saying, oh, the dog is the same as the child, or you have to ask. That's bull, like, you know what I mean?
But and we're all living beings on this earth.
Hang on,
we're
sorry,
all living beings.
Hold on. To be fair, no, you were on there for a while. If you just give me a second, I'll give you a couple of examples, all right? So, what's your own name, sorry?
My name is Kathy.
Kathy. So have you young kids, Kathy?
No.
All right, so let's say, Kathy, you were a young kid, yeah? And you were going down the road with your kid, and somebody's dog came running out of the garden and ripped onto your kid, all right? And started tearing the leg off your kid. Your kid needs to get a load of stitches. What would you want done with that dog, Kathy?
I would not look for it to be euthanized, and I know that that's what you're going to go for. I wouldn't.
Right, but that dog would be euthanized, Kathy.
But I would not look for it.
If you reported that dog, Kathy, that dog would be euthanized, simple as. and
Cathy, this is where I probably differ my opinion with you, because if a dog is willing to do that to your child, the dog is clearly dangerous. Probably not the dog's fault that the dog is dangerous, it's the owner's fault, but it's probably not going to change. And for the safety of other children, the dog is better off being euthanized.
All right, Niall, but if you were walking down the road, Niall, with your child, and another child came running out of someone's house and attacked your child and caused damage, what would happen then?
Well, I wouldn't want the child to be euthanized, obviously.
But this is the point, Niall. It's a totally different situation.
No, I know. I do get what you're saying. And I think it's important that we do distinguish. I mean, somebody texted us and said they love their Pomeranian more than they love their family.
But that's the kind of crap you're dealing with, Niall. With this.
Well, it's okay. Well, hang on. Let me say.
But
it's okay
circumstances.
Different circumstances. But it's okay to love your Pomeranian more than you love your family. As long as you care about your family more than you care about your Pomeranian. I would hate to think that if somebody walked up literally, hypothetically, and said, I have a gum and one bullet and I'm going to kill either your sister or a dog, that you would choose your sister. You know what I mean? I would like to think that we still value human life over all other life. I mean, I think we all agree that that goes without saying.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's going to be a situation like that.
Yeah,
where I'm coming from, Niall,
circumstances are different.
With animals, like as we said a while ago, with a dog, especially, you know, a dog that's attacking a child, I have no issues with that dog being put down whatsoever. No issues whatsoever with that dog.
Okay, well, ask me a question, Gary, just before I finish here, because I have to go to news. But
yeah.
Do you believe that if somebody is being intentionally cruel, gratuitously cruel to a kitten or a dog or setting a horse on fire or whatever it happens to be, do you think they should go to jail?
100%. I know, like, Jesus, like, I'm not coming on here saying animal cruelty. Jesus, man, anyone who's cruel to an animal like that needs to be punished, you know?
Yeah.
But don't have people coming on talking like animals. Their pets are as good as their kids and their family and all this, because no, I'm sorry, like, they're not, like, you know what I mean?
Well, they're all living souls on this earth, and we have to share this earth. It's humans who are completely destroying the earth around us. You don't see animals doing that or acting like that. It's humans who are torturing animals.
I suppose then you'd be against rapists and murderers and stuff in other countries being put...
We lost them there. Oh, we lost Gary anyway. So listen, ladies, thank you very much indeed. We lost Gary's line for some reason. Somebody says, by the way, back to the Pomeranian. He says, no, sorry, Niall. If it's between the sister and the Pomeranian, the sister's in trouble. Oh, right.